Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Minshew Mania has arrived in Philadelphia. I am your host today, Victor Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at the Philly Pod. Be sure to do the same on Instagram at the Philly Pod. Follow the LibertyLine.com on Twitter and Instagram as well at LibertyLinePHL. I think we knew that with the subpar play of Nick Mullins in preseason, we had a feeling that they would either go in with just two quarterbacks, being that Hurts and Flacco, and the Eagles actually went out and released Mullins and grabbed a third quarterback at Garner Minshew. So we're here today to break that down and give our thoughts on that. Joining me as always, you can follow him on Twitter at Stephen Conrad Jr. He is the man behind the Philly Pod TV YouTube channel. Be sure to go ahead and subscribe to that channel. Hit the notification bell so you can be notified every time a new video does go live. Stephen, how's it feel? We're finally out of preseason. We came out with a tie somehow. Didn't even know what the rules were as far as no overtime in preseason, but we have a new quarterback here. How's it feel, man?
Feels great. I think I had said the last time we were on here when we were talking about the quarterback position, I asked you, I was like, why don't they have a developmental guy at the third QB spot? You know,
you did say that.
I mean, look, Gardner Minshew has, like, he's in a perfect situation because he has more experience than Jalen Hurts, but he also isn't as old as Joe Flacco, so I think he's perfect. I guess he's the third QB. I think it's safe to say Joe Flacco is still the quote-unquote backup, but Gardner Minshew is his. In my opinion, I think he should win that spot as the quote-unquote backup quarterback here in Philadelphia, which everybody loves. And before you, because I just know, because I know you really well, before Vic goes in and targets the people that are calling for the backup QB guys, like, I just want to let you know I'm not going to pay you any minds. I'm done paying the backup quarterback supporters minds. Like, look, I'm going to support the backup quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. What I'm not going to do
the starter, if and when they're the starter, right? Yeah, I will support them, yes.
I will support them. That's not me rooting for him to fail, because for some reason that's what happens every single year here, regardless. But, you know, a lot of trolls, a lot of just people out there that, you know, I think a lot of people just do it for fun at this point. But Gardner Minshew's awesome, dude. Like, 37 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. That's his ratio so far. I think he's been in the NFL like 2 years. Mm-hmm. Look, that's the guy you want if, God forbid, you know, fingers crossed, Jalen Hurts has to miss some time. I want that guy going on the field, not Joe Flacco, you know, so I feel good about that. And one more thing.
My man's on a tangent.
Joe Flacco put up great numbers against fourth string guys in preseason. Like, let's
did
just
have a good stat line in preseason. Very nice. Very nice.
I'm not hating on Joe Flacco. He's an all-time great. Very similar career trajectory as Nick Foles. Like, for some reason, he turns into Superman in the playoffs, but will have a really bad regular season. It's just funny. I think they're really similar guys. But the quarterback room, the quarterback factory, Vic, right? Is it a quarterback factory?
The factory's back. I was slandering the quarterback factory last episode. Now we're back. We are back. So, yes, so Gardner Minshew is here. Before we do go on, we do want you to please go ahead. If you haven't already, subscribe to the show on Apple iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Stitcher, wherever you get your shows. We stress it every single show. Be sure to leave those reviews. Rate 5 stars, as you know by now. Each and every review.
For the YouTube audience, you guys haven't been doing it. And I think YouTube's that it's messed up right now. Like, I'll check our analytics on my phone and it'll say a video has like 10-15 likes. I'll come back and it's like subtracted somehow, so I don't know. But hit the like button, YouTube. audience, hit that like button.
Yes, if you like the visual side of it, because we put in a lot of work to the visual side. As you see, you will see a nice new thumbnail design courtesy of myself and Steven. We work every day to figure out how to make it better, and I think we found a good formula finally. But on the audio side, we love you guys too. Be sure to subscribe and leave all those ratings as well. Steven, to your point, Joe Flacco this preseason was I think I have the wrong stats here. It was yesterday's game. 13 for 16, 188 yards, 2 touchdowns, 155.3 passer rating in yesterday's game. And thankfully, nobody was really harping on that because we knew that the Jets were playing nobody of note to begin with. So thank God for that. But yeah, Gardner Minshew, we traded the Eagles traded a 6th-round conditional pick that can become a 5th-rounder if Minshew plays in at least 50% of the snaps in 3 or more games this season. So like you mentioned, if Hurts has to miss some time,
we got
Minshew and centers.
Wait, so what am I rooting for? I'm rooting for Wentz to play 70% of the snaps.
We're rooting for Minshew to not play anymore. We don't want Minshew to play more than half of 3 games. If Minshew does play more than half of 3 games of the season, either Hurts really got hurt and Flacco just is not playing for whatever reason. But a good point to keep in mind is that COVID is still prominent, and it will be this, you know, vaccinated, unvaccinated, no matter which side you sit on, COVID is still a prominent factor this NFL season. So in a situation where whoever may enter protocols and has to miss time, we've already seen it with Cam Newton and some players. If a player does have to sit out due to protocols, even if they're not positive, you do want to have a strong quarterback room, and the Eagles made sure to go ahead and grab Minshew for those reasons. And a 6th-round pick is exceptionally low value for a guy who has the stat line that Gardner Minshew has. Granted, like we mentioned, it's only been 2 years into his career, but the guy has been mildly impressive. I think he was Offensive Rookie of the Week his first 4 games as a starter. I wrote about it for the Liberty line this morning. In his first 4 games, Minshew was 69% completion percentage, 905 yards, 7 touchdowns to 1 interception, 106.9 passer rating. And I think he was, I have it here, the first rookie in NFL history with 230 passing yards per game, 20-plus touchdowns, and fewer than 10 interceptions, the only rookie in NFL history. So, you know, you get all that in Gardner Minshew, and you have the people, you know, kind of already, I'm already starting to see it, hoping that Minshew takes the reins at some point. He's been an Eagle for all of 2 hours, and, you know, people didn't waste any time.
I'm kind of bummed we didn't get to see him in the preseason.
Yeah, I know. Why do it now? Well, they saw what they got out of Nick Mullins, and they said, we need to get this dude out of here. So they did waive Nick Mullins as a corresponding move to the trade. But a 6th-round, parting with a 6th-round pick for a quarterback like Gardner Minshew, if Hurts for whatever reason doesn't work out and Eagles don't want to draft a quarterback, you have Minshew here who's only 24 or 25 years old. So I'm surprised the Jags were willing to part with him.
Doesn't he seem like the perfect backup for Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, you would think. Now, you have to remember that Minshew did go 1-7 last year, and he was the heir apparent to Nick Foles. He took the job from Nick Foles, went 1-7 last year, and that's why they were in the position.
The most important QB.
And that's why they went and took a guy like Trevor Lawrence. And Gardner Minshew did want to go somewhere to compete for a starting job, and obviously that didn't work out, so he came to Philadelphia. Yeah, knowing what the QB situation is like here, knowing that if Hurts doesn't pan out, maybe he might have a shot. But reports do mention that the Eagles are going to stick with Joe Flacco, so he will be here, whether it'll be QB2 or QB3, we don't know. But Joe Flacco is going to be here for
your shoulder, Joe.
At least for now. Yeah, how's that shoulder feeling? But at least for now, Joe Flacco is going to stick around, and Nick Mullins has already been waived. Steven, now we veer off to, do you like the idea of keeping 3 quarterbacks? Because a part of me was thinking they'll just waive Mullins, they'll roll into the season with Hurts and Flacco, and that's going to be it. And maybe they'll keep a guy on a practice squad or something like that. Do you like the idea of having three quarterbacks on the roster?
In this situation, yeah. I probably still would have went with 3. See, me personally, I never understood why they got rid of Jamie Newman. I thought that guy would have been ideal for that third QB spot. Like I told you, a developmental guy is your third QB because they're not going to see the field. It's as unlikely as it is that the backup QB sees the field, it's pretty unlikely that the third guy you know, sees the field. So maybe get a developmental guy. But then again, this is Philadelphia that we're talking about, so we're used to the backup QB. But I don't know. I just think each guy brings something different. Jalen Hurts is your starter, your future. We know his skill set. Joe Flacco is the veteran guy. Like, I think it. You put these three guys together, and I think it's a good combination, a really good combination. Different minds, different ages, different perspectives and stuff like that. So the combination of those three guys, I think, is really good. So, like, to answer your question, I don't know. Like, why wouldn't you have three quarterbacks? Like, is that...
Because it takes away a roster spot from someone else. And people are starting to think, how many receivers are we going to keep? Are we keeping five? Are we keeping six? What's the situation going to be there? So they figured you're taking up a roster spot with a third QB who might not even be active anyway. Where's the logic in that? So that's kind of where some people have the issues aside. They really look at that roster spot that could be taking away from a receiver or a back-end running back, or you know, Tyree Jackson is injured, but he'll come back at some point, and you have to think of situations like that. So that's where the logic comes in.
One injury to that spot, though, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, we need a QB now, you know?
Well, you saw Flacco on the move yesterday. The man can still move. Threw that ball to J-Jaw. The arrival of J-Jaw. About time it's here.
That's a whole
it's
other
so
topic,
good, man. So good for the brand. So good for the brand.
So good for the brand. When were you a J-Jaw guy?
I've always believed in J-Jaw. Oh, man. Any slander I have for J-Jaw doesn't matter anymore after last night. The man is here and he can play. So we'll get into that in the next podcast episode when we break down our roster reviews and things like that. But yeah, good to see Minshew here. Didn't think I would see a trade today. And the cap space isn't all. I think he maybe makes 800. He's still on his rookie deal. Maybe $850,000.
For the record, you know, I'm sitting downstairs, just ate breakfast. Justin's, you know, stayed overnight at my house.
Friend of the podcast. This dude, Howie season. This man is probably having a parade down the street for Howie right now.
So we're sitting there. It's quiet. Nothing's going on. And this man goes, dude, guess what? I thought.
Thought like Deshaun Watson or something.
These rare instances, I thought Damian Lillard was trading the Sixers. Oh, he goes, the Eagles got Gardner Minshew. And look, I don't mean to rain on the parade. Like, this is awesome. I love this move. Great deal. But, I you know, the way he reacted, I had thought that Damian Lillard was coming to Philly for a second because should have seen the look on this man's face.
Yeah, no, well, I'm still waiting on that. Well, apparently Ben's going to stick around, but that's another conversation for when we do basketball stuff.
This is an A-plus trade, though, in my opinion. Like, a sixth-round pick for a guy who, like, Minshew could start. Like, he could really
start.
Could.
He very much could start. There's some people that said we're already clamoring for him to start. So you know how it's going to go. Like you mentioned, the infatuation with the backup quarterback position in this city isn't going to go away anytime soon, and Gardner Minshew is definitely going to contribute to that. How about the swag factor? There's an under between Hurts and now Minshew. Minshew is a fashion icon of himself. That swag factor in that QB room is something else. I think
I care about a lot, as you know. Like, you have all that money, like, dress good. Like, I'll never understand these guys.
Jalen dresses the part. He at least dresses the part. Yeah.
Like, ugh. Joe Flacco, and this man came out at open practice, the most vanilla walkout, didn't even acknowledge the fans.
He's like 38, like, man. He don't care no more.
Yeah, I get it. But, you know.
Yeah, so.
Like some flair here.
Yeah, well, now there's enough between the stash and Jalen Hurts is wearing a sleeve now. We got some things. So, well, I guess we'll have one quick takeaway from preseason. Yeah, I know we're glad that it's over. Were you impressed with anybody in yesterday's game? Rager, you saw that one Rager catch. He looking like he can make something happen with the ball in his hands. Do you have any preseason takeaways before we head into the next podcast and do our whole roster breakdowns?
I can make a whole video on it if you want me to, but I'll just say it real quick. It starts with Kenneth and it ends with Gainwell.
Yeah, I forgot. Why did I bring
and
this up?
And shout out. Why did I bring this up? Man. I feel so bad. The guy commentating the game. What's his name? Is it Ross Tucker?
Oh, Ross Tucker. He does the preseason, yeah.
Compared him to Brian Westbrook. Look, he's not saying he is going to be Brian Westbrook, but I see it, man. I see it.
Westbrook
was a third-round pick.
He played
behind Deuce Staley and one of the other – I think Brian Westbrook came in as, like, the third running back. People forget that.
All right. So I to that point, I saw somebody on Twitter yesterday who said – because we have Gainwell here, I can see the Eagles not giving Miles Sanders a second contract. Like, now we're kicking out Miles Sanders already?
Because of one preseason game.
We're kicking out Miles Sanders already.
Conclusions?
Oh, my
God. People want People want followers so bad.
Oh my god, man! Miles isn't getting a second contract because Kenneth Gainwell looks like he can do it all. We'll
visit that when we get there. Let's see some regular season football first. Miles hasn't even entered his prime yet, man.
Yeah, that is rough. So for me, obviously, it's Jay Jaw. He can play. You know why? You know why this is good for the brand? Because yesterday I tweeted out and I said, you know, my word is hardly gospel, but if I had to bet on it, I think the wide receiver depth chart would be like this, and it's Devontae Smith in this order: Devontae Smith, Jalen Reagor, Quez Watkins, Greg Ward, Travis Fulgham 5, Jay Jaw 6. And you know, of course, the uproar started. Now, this is based on not what I would do. This is based on, you have to be impartial. This is based on what I think the Eagles will do. And I think the Eagles are going to give their second round pick from just a couple seasons ago one more crack with a new coaching staff. And I think John Hightower, they'll try and retain him on the practice squad. I don't think Hightower would stick around for that long on the practice squad. Some team will grab him. But if it was between Jay Jaw and Hightower, I'm more inclined to believe the Eagles would retain Jay Jaw. So that's why. And then right after that, the game happens and Jay Jaw has that touchdown. Good for the brand.
Hey,
good for the brand.
It looks like he's above Fulgham right now.
Fulgham is a whole nother. Myself and Rob Motti had a whole talk about Fulgham on the last episode. If you guys haven't heard that, be sure to go on the prior episode with myself and Rob Motti. We had a good discussion about who's on the bubble, and Fulgham's one of them, man. And he had that catch on the 2 yard line yesterday, fumbled it out of bounds. Now, granted, that touchback rule is stupid. I hate that rule. If you fumble it out the end zone, the whole thing. But he, it's man, Dejaw stock went up and Fulgham's didn't increase at all. It's gonna be tough. So yeah, we'll have to see what happens with all that. But yeah, I just wanted to get up here and give our real quick thoughts on Gardner Minshew. It was a good trade. 6th round conditional pick becomes a 5th round if Minshew does play in more than half the snaps in 3 games. And even if he does do that, we won the trade anyway because it proves that we needed a quarterback to begin with. So a win-win trade for the Eagles. And then that QB room is swagged out now. So Steven, any quick thoughts before we get out of here?
Guys, just make sure you're tuned in on the audio and visual platforms, man. Come on over to the Philly Pod TV. There's going to be a lot more content. In fact, I'm ready to make...
Drink Hallerhead, our unofficial sponsor of the podcast.
Yeah.
Hallerhead, man, I don't know what's going on with y'all. Y'all have 1,000 followers. Figure it out. I'm back from Jamaica now.
I got more
followers
than you guys on Twitter, man.
Full blown. Yeah, I literally do.
Need an official drink sponsor, and you know, the plan was to bring it to the Eagles tailgates, you know, and if they're not going to sponsor us, I don't want anything to do with you guys.
I'll definitely bring it
to your product.
No, I will not stop buying the product. How much is it, actually?
I think it's like $25
for that little thing. Oh my god, man! Yeah. Boycott.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm starting to boycott.
Two. I think it came out to like $50.
Boycott. You said you have ideas for the pod already, based on what, the thumbnails?
I mean YouTube. I'm already ready to make a video talking about the final wide receiver spot, if we're being honest. So turn those post noties on, guys, post and notice. comment too. The YouTube audience, comment, man.
And leave reviews on the audio. So I appreciate y'all for listening and tuning in. Subscribe, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Stitcher, anywhere else you get your shows. Rate 5 stars. Leave those reviews. Until the next one, y'all. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.